Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in and joining us. I know that we had a break last week due to the holiday. And within our break, a lot has happened in our world. So I'm excited to be back here with you all, to be able to join in our time of prayer. Even on Friday, I just started asking God, like, what is it that you want me to share with people on Monday? What is it that you want me to share on today? Like, we all need encouragement. We all need hope. We all need faith. But what is it that we need right now as far as God speaking a word to us and how we can use that throughout our day? So one thing that came to mind, I had a conversation with someone last week, and they shared their thoughts about all that is going on in our world today, specifically with George Floyd and racism and the riots and the protests and things like that. And she shared her thoughts and had a few questions, and she then asked me what were my thoughts. So I just want to share just a few things that I shared with her, that I want to share with you guys, that God has led me to share with you guys, so that you can maybe have a shift in perspective. I'm praying that you get something out of this, and that you can use this going forward on today as well as the rest of the week and days to come. So 1 John 4:20 reads, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" So it made me think of that verse when she reached out to me. And one thing that God was saying is, it starts at the heart. I believe it all starts at the heart. You can't love God and hate your brothers and sisters. If you don't love God, you can't love others. And you don't consider others as your brothers and sisters, because one, you aren't a part of the body of Christ. But we all know that if we are not a part of the body of Christ, if God is not our God, then who are we under? And that would be the enemy. We know that God is the Father, and Satan is the father of lies and the ruler and the prince of this earth. So if you have hate and racism in your heart, how can you love others? You can't treat others how Christ would, because Christ doesn't live within you. So we know that Satan comes to divide, and those who are participating in this division by way of racism, by way of hate, by way of oppression, by way of injustice, they can't see our struggles and our pains. How can we expect them to act differently without the love of God? So until they have a relationship with God, or an encounter that is divinely orchestrated by God, and feel some type of conviction for their actions, whether it is something that is exposed publicly or something that is exposed privately, sadly, they will continue to be who they are. But just like God had to do some things in our lives, and he had to allow some things to happen in our lives in order for us to be able to be drawn to him, and in order for us to be able to accept him as our Lord and Savior, we know that those are things that need to happen within other people as well, who Christ is not their Lord and Savior. But we also know that it is not impossible. We know that God is a God who's able to do the impossible. So just as others were praying for us, we can and will pray for other people. We can look back on our lives and see how far God has brought us, and know that if he was able to do the same thing for us, that we, that he's able to do the same thing for them as well. So God's desire for all of us is to be saved. And we also know that God has given us all free will. So we have a choice. We have to make a decision, and we have to choose if we are going to make that decision to choose God. Prayerfully, we have all chosen God, but I'm not making any assumptions, and it's not just for all of you guys who are viewing, but this is for people in this entire world, not just us. And the truth is that some will accept Christ, and the truth is that some will not accept Christ. And that is not a surprise to God. We know that even when Christ returns, that people are still going to rebel against him. And sadly, they won't come to believe. And reading the book of Revelation, you know what the outcome of that will be. But we also aren't to just sit around and say, well, God will handle it. He has it all worked out, which is true. But we also are required to do something as well. So not only are we required to have faith, we know that the Bible says that faith without works is dead, but we are also to pray. We're to pray about everything that's going on in our nation right now. We are to pray for our brothers and sisters. We are to pray for those who are non-believers. We are to pray for those who are racist, who are participating and are involved with injustice and things of that nature. So I want you guys to really take heed to the fact that, yes, we can have faith. Yes, we can trust God. But there's also some things that we need to do on our part in order for change to happen in this world. So like I said, we are to pray for others. We are to even share Christ with others. I know that this is a time where we're trying to figure out how to seek justice for what is going on. But we know that God is a God of justice. So if we want justice to happen, we need to seek him for it. So continuing to pray for others, continuing to pray for the body of Christ as well. And just knowing that, how can we expect others to change when they have not been introduced to Christ? So just allowing this time for us to continue to do what God has called us to do, and that is to be vessels for his kingdom, and that is for us to be able to share Christ with other people. And like I said, all that is happening, we know that it is not a surprise to God, but in order for this change to happen, it first has to start at the heart, and it has to start with prayer. It has to start with seeking God. And we also have to make sure that the things that we're doing, whether it is protesting, whether it is supporting other organizers, whether it's something that God has led you to organize, or whatever the case may be, just being so mindful and so intentional that unless God has given us a strategy, unless he has given us a plan, let's not move on something out of flesh. Let's truly go to him and ask him for a solution. So I shared this yesterday. Just like we go to God for prayer for blessings, for prayer for favor, prayer for new jobs, prayer for our family, prayer for increase, prayer for all these things. Just as we go and seek God for those things, we are to seek him in this circumstance, in this situation as well. So we know that God has the solution. So if we are going to try to find a solution, we need to first go to God. So I just want to encourage you guys about that. And to also know that we are in a battle right now. I think that's very clear. We're in a battle daily, whether this was happening or not. We are in a spiritual battle, and we know that our fight is not against black and white. Our fight is against the enemy. We know that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of the darkness of this age. So just being mindful of that, and being mindful of the things that you can take to God in prayer. So just today, I just want you guys to just have the perspective of knowing that things start at the heart. We can't expect people to change. We can't expect people to do things differently or act differently than what they are doing if they don't have a heart change. So going forward, just on today, and we'll begin to go before the Lord in prayer in a second. But just being mindful of seeking God for a change of heart for our world, for all people. And not just non-believers or unbelievers, but believers as well. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope that some part of it resonates with you. So just asking if you would just humble your hearts and your mind and your spirit as we go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be able to gather and join here for yet another Monday, just to be in your presence, oh God, just to be able to come before you, oh God, and to be able to cry out to you for the things that we need, to be able to come before you and to seek you in all things, oh God. Father, your word says that we are to seek you first, the kingdom of God, and all things may be added unto us, oh God. So we just thank you, Father, right now for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are God and that you are God alone, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there is nobody like you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can depend on you and we can depend on you alone, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we do not have to depend on man for a solution. We do not have to depend on man to bring us out of all that is happening in our world, oh God. But we come before you, oh God, humbly presenting ourselves and speaking and saying, Lord, that we are dependent on you, oh God. We are dependent on you for justice to happen, oh God. We are dependent on you for justice to take place in our world, oh God. And we are thanking you in advance, oh God, for it. We thank you, Father, that you are sovereign, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are a sovereign God. We thank you, Father, that you are the one who has the ultimate power, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can look to you, oh God, for our help, oh God. We thank you, Father, that as we look up to the hills from which cometh our help, oh God, we thank you, Father, that our help comes from you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even in our midst right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are everywhere at all times, oh God. We thank you, Father, that all that is happening and going on in this world, oh God, that it is not a surprise to you, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for how you are even moving in ways that we can't see, oh God. We thank you, Father, for how you are moving in ways that we can't even comprehend and understand, oh God. But on today, Father, we cast all of our cares and our worries upon you, Father, because we know that you care for us, oh God. We know that you are in the midst, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that you are omnipresent, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that it is that you are even orchestrating around us, oh God. We put our complete faith and trust in you on today, oh God. We ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you will continue to keep your hand upon us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to keep your hand upon our family and our friends, oh God, our community, oh God, our nation, oh God, all nations, oh God, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the God of justice, oh God. We thank you, Father, that justice is coming for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that justice is even happening right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will help us not to give up, oh God, that you will help us not to grow weary in doing well, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to help us to seek you for all things, oh God, to seek you for help, oh God, to seek you for peace, oh God, to seek you for justice, oh God, to seek you for strategies, oh God, to seek you for solutions, oh God. And we thank you, Father, that you have already given it to us, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will allow peace to reign in this earth, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us not to seek inner peace, not to seek self-seeking peace, but for us to be able to seek the peace that comes from you, oh God. For us to have godly peace, oh God. For us to have peace that surpasses all human understanding, oh God, that no matter what goes on around us, oh God, that we still have the peace of God within us, oh God. We ask, Father, that as people continue to go out and protest, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will allow them to be able to do it peacefully, oh God. We ask, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that any spirit, oh God, that is not like you, oh God, that is not of and like you, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will bind and cast it out right now, Father, oh God, and send it straight to the pits of hell where it belongs, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will bind up the spirit of fear, oh God, as we know, Father, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, oh God. So as fear begins to creep in our minds, as fear begins to creep in our hearts, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will give us the strength and the ability to cast it down, oh God, to speak against it, oh God, to not be fearful if our loved ones are going to make it home or not, that we are declaring that they will, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your blood, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will send forth your angels, oh God, to cover us, to keep us, to watch over us, oh God, to go before us, oh God, to stand behind us, oh God, to encamp all around us, oh God. We ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will begin to release your warrior angels right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you will release your warring angels, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We know, Father, that there is a battle in the spiritual realm, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will send forth your angels, oh God, to abort and abolish every attack of the enemy, oh God. Every attack of the enemy over our lives, oh God. Every attack of the enemy over our families, oh God. Over the attacks of the enemy that he's trying to plan and plot in our communities, oh God, in our nations, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will bind it all out and cast it all out in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will bind the spirit of division, oh God, that you will bind the spirit of oppression, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. And we ask, Father, that as you bind and cast out all things that are not like you, oh God, we ask, Father, that you will release things that are like you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release love into this world, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release peace into this world, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will release justice in this world, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there is power in prayer, oh God. We thank you, Father, that there is power in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we ask, Father, that as we continue to cry out to you, oh God, that you continue to hear our prayers, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are even answering our prayers, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are moving in ways that we can't even imagine, oh God. We invite your Holy Spirit into our nation, into our hearts, into our world, into our lives right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, for something new to take place, oh God. We ask, Father, for something new to take place, oh God. We ask, Father, for revival to take place in our nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will have your way, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will set the captives free, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will be with all who have just weary hearts and weary minds right now, oh God. You know, Father, every emotion that all of us are experiencing right now, oh God. So we come before you, oh God, just asking that you will take it away, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will take it away, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will increase our faith during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will humble our hearts and our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us solutions, oh God, that you will give us strategies, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will give us a mind of Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will help us to think as you think, oh God, to move as you move, oh God. We ask right now, Father, that you will do it in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for what it is that you are doing, oh God. Father, your word says that all things work together for the good of them who love you and who have been called according to your purpose, oh God. So we thank you, Father, that even though we can't understand what's happening right now, oh God, we thank you, Father, that you still have purpose, oh God. So we ask right now, Father, that you will continue to move in our lives, oh God, that you will just help us during this time, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to allow us to lay our cares and our worries and our burdens upon you, oh God. We ask, Father, for justice to take place in our world, oh God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for all that it is that you are doing, oh God. We thank you, Father, for all that it is that you are even providing for us in this time, oh God. We thank you, Father. We ask, Father, that you will put a praise on our hearts like never before, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will allow us to be able to praise you, oh God, to even praise you in the midst of all that's going on, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will allow us to be deeply rooted in your word, oh God. For us to rest in your promises at this time, oh God. For us to rest in your presence, oh God. That even when we don't even know what to say or what to do, oh God. But for us to know that we can call on your name, oh God, and that you will answer, oh God. So we thank you, Father, for the hearts that you are even changing right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the hearts that you are changing right now, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the conviction and hearts that you are allowing to take place, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you that you are giving us a mind of Christ, oh God. We thank you that you are giving us a mind of Christ, oh God. We ask, Father, that Christ will dwell within each and every one of us, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to allow us to keep those lifted up who are on the front lines, journalists who are putting their lives on the line, to be able to go out and to report all that it is that is happening in our world, in our country, and in our cities, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep them all safe, oh God. We ask, Father, that every person that goes out to protest, oh God, that they will be able to make it home, oh God. We pray, Father, that the actions that are being taken place, oh God, that they come from you, oh God. We ask, Father, that they come from you and that they come from you alone, oh God. We thank you once again, Father, for this time. We thank you, Father, for hearing our cries. And we thank you in advance for what you're getting ready to do, oh God. We thank you, Father, for meeting us here in this hour, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will continue to have your way and watch over us, oh God. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.